Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here with Amanda Devitt. What's the title? I just say director of athletics, but you got a bigger title.
I do. Associate Vice President for Athletics and Recreation.
That's a big title. I like it. And I was at the news conference yesterday in Simsbury at the International Skating Center, and you're launching a varsity hockey program. And I want to talk about that and the school in general. You know, we set off mic. I mean, President Rona Free, I think she's a dynamo. I think that the work you've, and I think sports has been integral in this school emerging. And yeah. I think you get a ton of credit too.
I say we are so lucky to have Rona as the leader, because this doesn't happen without her. And she has a vision, and she lets people find that direction. And it's been really great to work
with
her.
Did she hire you?
Yes.
Yeah. And so when you came on board, and people don't know, and you correct me if I'm wrong, University of St. Joseph. I lived in West Hartford with my, I didn't live with her actually, I just crashed. My now wife was living on Dover Road, and we used to rollerblade with our dog,
yes,
down to St. Joseph and let it let it futz around in the,
yes,
fields. And it was all female back then. This is a long time ago. And I was just told it was an all female nursing school. And then it went co-ed before Rona, right? And then she's the one who sort of implemented
she's the one that, you know, implemented the co-ed.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, and athletics is a huge part of that vision. When you came on board, was that articulated to you that, like, I want to build an athletic program because that attracts kids?
Yes, definitely. You know, I started in 2019, so the year after the first inaugural men's athletics year, and we've just grown ever since. They were investing, we were building new fields, we have a new athletic center, and we've just grown since, and that's such an important part to enrollment.
You know, it goes quickly here. I want to make sure we have a full block at 8:50. We're going to take a quick pause here, and then we'll get an update on weather and traffic. I want to talk about why hockey. It's expensive. It's as expensive as it gets.
Yeah.
And you're doing it on both the men's and the women's side, which I think is a great idea. But we'll talk about the why and the how and what you're going to do, because you're in a conference that doesn't have hockey. So just think about all those things, and we'll get to it with Amanda Devitt, who's can I just say the director of athletics?
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
University of St.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Joseph, we're back with Amanda Devitt, the athletic director at University of St. Joseph here. I'm Brian and Company. Okay, so yesterday you announced you're launching both varsity hockey on the women's and the men's side. Why does an institution like that do it?
Yeah, so for a lot of reasons, but we're always looking for ways to expand and how we keep up with the enrollment trends. And you know, we looked at a lot of different things, but the numbers, there's over 400 Division III schools, under 100 have ice hockey. And so that, paired with this opportunity at the International Skating Center in Simsbury, was a perfect match. So we are moving fast and looking to...
So, like, and again, like, there are schools like, you can take Trinity as an example. It's not the most well-endowed school, but it probably has anywhere from $800 to $1 billion or whatever. And I don't know what the endowment is at St. Joseph, but hockey's expensive, right? And so, like, you're not going to build your own rink, at least not yet. That's a down the road. And I don't even know what the space situation is at the school, but, you know, it costs a lot of money to, in this case, rent ice and space and this and that. And obviously hockey, between equipment and ice time and all the stuff and coaching staff, you need to have at least 2 to 3 coaches. How do you pay for it?
Yeah, so good question. First, we were able to partner with the International Skating Center. And so I say partner because it is a partnership and they were also looking for a college team. And so we're able to grow with them.
So terms are favorable.
Yes, we have this amazing partnership with them. So that, and then through fundraising and tuition dollars with these incoming students is, you know, what we're looking at to fund the team.
So when you've done this now a couple times, right? Like you personally, like yes. Not a lot of ADs or administrators have experience launching athletic programs, but you've actually done it a couple times.
We have. Since I've been at St. Joe's, we have added field hockey on the women's side and then men's tennis and baseball on the men's side. So each sport is a little different.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, you have to learn a lot.
So what do? You have this news conference, and you said to me yesterday, like, you hadn't posted the job until after the news conference. So, like, you literally are starting from scratch, starting at, you know, 11:30 a.m. yesterday. So what is the order of operations?
Yeah, and, you know, we were presenting this to the board. They asked me the same question, and I said, oh, there's nothing in order. It's going to all happen at once. And so immediately yesterday after this, I've already got to get inquiries. I'm trying to talk to a lot of people, talking to experts like yourself hockey world.
I love it.
And just trying to learn and recruit coaches right away. Our admissions staff already sent out to a lot of students of that age range about the news. They're starting to recruit students as well. And so we're kind of doing it all as once as a team effort.
And again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it might be more challenging to field a women's team than a men's team, or are they the challenges equal?
I think the challenges are different. Yeah. And there are going to be challenges at both because we're in this tight time frame because we are starting fall 26.
Yeah, that's
fast. We
had
this opportunity. We wanted to jump at it.
You and the University of New Haven, like, you guys don't mess around. They go Division I overnight. You could launch a hockey program overnight.
Yeah, so we're, you know, we know that there's a lot of students out there. We talked to some yesterday at the press conference, so we're excited about that. And so we'll get out there and work really hard to bring those students here.
We're talking to Amanda Devitt, the director of athletics at University of St. Joseph. They're launching varsity ice hockey on the men's and women's side. They'll be playing out of the International Skating Center in Simsbury, which is going through its own relaunch, right? I mean, it didn't fall into disrepair, but it's sort of just, yeah, the facility had gotten tired, and then they're injecting a lot of life. They're doing a lot of stuff there, from performance, you know, to recovery, and you're going to get your own locker room space. What I'm curious about is, How does like the portal and that stuff impact the sport? Like, because you started in the sports, college sports world when this stuff didn't really exist, and now you have to deal with it. People talk about it ad nauseum at the Division I level, but how does it impact a school like you guys?
Yeah, I mean, our coaches are on the portal just probably as much as Division I coaches, you know, looking to see if there's students in there. And seeing if there's anyone that's a fit for.
Do they recruit high school less?
No, not at Division III level.
Okay.
They don't.
And so, like, do you get kids, because you now have some sample size. You have lacrosse now, too, is that
true?
We
do.
So you have lacrosse and baseball. I don't know what the lacrosse culture is per se, but do you get, like, D1 kids who aren't playing that want to come, and then you get that?
Yeah, so we've had a couple.
How do they work out?
Transferred, and they work out because they want to play. And so if they have that opportunity to play, sometimes they're late in the cycle. We get them in the spring or summer. But we get a few of those. Not a lot, but a few.
Now, when it comes to, and again, I was looking up this morning in terms of conferences, right? I mean, the conference stuff is always so fluid these days. But you play in your main sports are in the GNAC?
Yeah, so the Great Northeast Athletic Conference is what we play majority of our sports.
But it doesn't have hockey.
Does not have
hockey. So what do you do?
Yeah. So that's something we're doing as much as we are trying to recruit people for coaching staff and students. That's in this cycle of what we're looking at conferences that fit our school.
But can you go and just go into a conference for hockey, or you might have to pack up everything and take everything somewhere else?
No, you can be like an associate member that just goes in for one sport. So we could do that in hockey in a conference that offers hockey.
Now, have you looked at any other schools like as models, or like when you research this, like one thing I've noticed, a lot of schools that I never thought had hockey programs like now have hockey programs.
Yeah. So I have a whole binder. We looked at schools in Connecticut and Massachusetts, similar size, similar offerings, what their roster sizes were, some like what their budgets were. We looked at everything to say, what do we want? What do we want to do? And the biggest thing that came out is that you really need the facility. The facility with locker rooms is key, because once you have that, you can build on that. And so where we started.
It's okay to have that be off campus too, as long as you have it?
Yeah, I think a lot of places have off-campus ice rinks, right? They're not a lot of on-campus ice rinks. So having that... And we've had some sports start off campus. Baseball was one. It started off campus. We still attracted students. We were lucky enough to build a field. The hockey rink, I say, we'd never say never. But this will be a long-term plan at the International Skating Center.
So you talked earlier about how there are 400 D3 schools, but only 100 with hockey. Is this type of thing just a way to draw more students to your school? Is that ultimately the reason for it?
Yeah, it's one of them, right? We wanted to build our athletic offerings. We want to create a sport that creates community. We're about that at St. Joe's. We're a small institution, so having something else that's creating this community and some excitement. And then, of course, bringing students that wouldn't normally come to St. Joe's, we're bringing students and attracting those students for academic reasons, too.
Well, congratulations. You got a year. Actually, less than a year. I mean, you'd be in practice right now. So you got a big job ahead of you.
Yes,
Amanda Devitt, the Director of Athletics at St. Joseph in West Hartford. Congrats and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.